You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's do it, New York City. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. Let's fire it right back up. I know it's been a little while. Obviously, we got to do the whole post game, but now you get to dial 888-808-1019. Tell us how you feel, what you were thinking. I think we were feeling and thinking everything. And you know what? It doesn't matter. You live to fight another day. Big dub. The Yankees did what they had to do. Do or die. They decided to do and not die. And I was telling you last night, we're not done. Tell the haters, take a walk. Pipe down. I don't care about the history of these last few years in the wild card. Seems like the other two games today are going to a game three. The Yankees are going to a game three. We'll see what happens with the Dodgers and the Reds. Last time I checked, the Dodgers came back. It was 3-2. Nobody cares. What you care about is your 2025 New York Yankees getting off the mat. What you care about is the momentum swinging. I was telling you last night, listen, it sucks how that went down. Unfortunately, the Yankees got in a room. They started thinking too much. They thought themselves out of a win the first night. And one solo shot's not going to beat anybody. So you flush it. And as I was driving to the stadium today, and I just told this to the architect, I'm like, I'm driving to the stadium today. And I'm like, damn, like when you get into the postseason, the emotions and the energy and your thoughts, everything is ratcheted up. And I'm like, as I'm in traffic fighting to get to the stadium, because I took a stupid route today up Port Imperial going up River Road. Do not do that. If you live in like Hoboken, Weehawken area going up to the George Washington, do not go. They got a lane blocked off. Once you get up there, the North Bergen, Edgewater, it's a mess. But as I'm sitting there stuck in traffic, I'm thinking like, man, I feel like I was just at the stadium. I was. I feel like I was just going to the game. I was, but we got another game. It's not 2021 single game elimination. And now the Yankees were facing elimination. And I said, they got to do everything out there. They got to fight for their lives out there. And they did. They scratched, they clawed. It took everyone. And that's something else I'm going to say. It isn't just one guy. I know we like to focus on Carlos Rodon, the starting pitcher. What kind of performance are we going to get out of Carlos Rodon? Good enough. Aaron Judge, what kind of postseason performance is Aaron Judge going to have in store? Is the MVP going to be the MVP? Another two hits tonight, good enough. It takes the whole team. And guys that played last night didn't step on the field today. And all of the drama last night about Ben Rice not playing, Jazz not playing. So what? All the drama over going to the bullpen, right? And letting that bleed into today. Decisions from yesterday affecting today. We will break it all down. But man, I was just so excited to see them find a way. Put the ball in play. Get it done.
turn a double play, turn another double play. Get some luck on your side. The wind was blowing out there tonight. It was a little bit chilly tonight. Felt good out there. And you know what? It's going to feel real good out there for game three. Yes, we're going to get a game three with Killer Cam Schlittler on the mound against Connelly Early. Two rookies, two whole rookies, not even whole rookies. They're like a third of rookie. They barely had a second half of the Major League Baseball season to compete. And here it is. Here it is, the opportunity for your New York Yankees to get out of this first round where they shouldn't even have been. One game stands between them going up to Toronto to face the Toronto Blue Jays, those frauds, in the ALDS. And let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. But let me slow it down. 888-808-1019. You know, Ben Rice, I posted that picture of him with his brother and sister where he's wearing Yankee gear, you know, and he went against the grain. He said, I'm going to be a Yankee fan in Red Sox land. That runs through his blood. You know what I'm saying? No, we don't know. Because, like, I mean, maybe some people listening know what it's like to grow up in Massachusetts, to be surrounded by the opposing fan base, to go left when everyone's going right. Man, tonight in that building, with the ESPN cameras in the bleachers, and shout out to all the creatures, man. The bleachers went up. First pitch swinging. Ben Rice. Boom. Benny Blanco. Like, he's so real. I know he couldn't wait to get to the ballpark. I know he couldn't wait. This is a guy that came up, made history against the Red Sox last year. Remember that? The three home runs he hit for the July weekend? This is a guy who wasn't a part of the run to the World Series last year. He didn't play in the postseason at all. And then this year, he played such a big part in this season. He hit two homers the last day of the season as we're fighting for the division. And then he still had to wait again. He still had to wait one more day to get in the postseason. He wasn't waiting. The first pitch he saw, bang, let's light the stadium up. Let's get on the board. 2-0. Everybody high-fiving, throwing beers, popcorn in the air. Just that exhale, because of course everybody is tense. Everybody is worried. Hey, Keith, how do you feel? Stop asking me how I feel. You know I feel the same way you feel, bro. What are you talking about? We're facing elimination. Tonight could be the end of the season. I don't want that. I don't want to feel like this. We escaped some embarrassment. We escaped some embarrassment because, you know what, with Ben Rice, like that impact, Ben Rice booming the first pitch that he saw, that was in the mind of Alex Cora. Alex Cora didn't want his starter to face him again. So little did I know, tonight was going to turn into a bullpen game. And as I'm in there tonight, I'm like, oh, the momentum is swinging. The advantage is turning to us. We do have the better roster. We do have the better arms. We are at home. And if they're going to go bullpen games back-to-back days, we should win back-to-back games. So he pulls Brian Bello after two innings and a third. Plot twist. And I'm like, Alex Cora loves this. He's on the sticks. He's got the controller in his hands. He loves this. He wants to put his fingerprints all over the game. Yup. I'm going to go batter to batter, matchup to matchup. I've got all these guys. Okay. Well, he smoked how many pitchers? Six. One, two, three, four, five, six guys tonight, and seven. But really six. Bello is a starter. Six guys out of the bullpen. We'll see how they go tomorrow. But when I'm looking at this right now, you know, Wilson threw 22 pitches. And Slatton threw 18 pitches. Matt's 24 pitches. Kelly, 6. He should be available. But Whitlock, 47 pitches. He's definitely down. Toll, 7 pitches. He might be available. But you see how I'm saying this is setting up? This is setting up for an epic Game 3 matchup with two rookies and advantage us. Cam Schlittler's definitely better than Connelly Early. And then, like, the story, like, both of those guys being from Massachusetts. You know, I was listening today to WEEI. They had me on Tuesday, so it was in my Odyssey app because I was listening before I joined their midday show on Tuesday. And so while I was in the car, the icon popped up. I'm like, all right, let me just listen to what they're talking about. And they had an interview with Connolly early. And he talked about the first time he came to Yankee Stadium, he was 8 years old. And all he remembers was his brother and his family getting booed because he was wearing his brother was wearing a Dustin Pedroia jersey in the old Yankee Stadium. This young man has only pitched in minor league ballparks. He's pitched against the Sacramento A's in Sutter Hill Park. He's pitched against the Rays at George M. Steinbrenner Field. The difference, just when your eyes are looking at the Yankee Stadium go up to the 400 level versus those little ballparks, he is going to be in a way different world. But back to the game, man. There were so many little things in the game, and I know you just listened to the post game. I'm going to get to the phones. Obviously, the Yankees had opportunities, and I felt like there were opportunities wasted. Obviously, the Yankees were dealing with the Red Sox, who had an answer to everything. It seemed like, you know, by the third inning, you know, the Red Sox, they'll lay down a bunt. They'll get runners on. They'll force the issue. You know, they find ways. I thought Trevor Story tonight was just trying to win the game on his own. I thought Trevor Story tonight was writing his own story. He couldn't be stopped. He put a big imprint on this game. But I don't know, man. I think it was a team win where, you know, Carlos Rodon did enough. And he got that big double play to get out of the six. And I know that's going to be a big talking point. And I already kind of mentioned it, like, not letting last night's game influence your decisions on tonight's game, as far as like everyone talking about taking out Max Fried. So what happens tonight? Aaron Boone puts Carlos Rodon back out there. They are two different pitchers, two different pitch counts, and these are two different games. And it almost got really dangerous for us in that moment. He didn't have it. Like, he literally didn't have it. He comes out there, completely loses it, a four-pitch walk, three pitches. You know, he hit Duran. He had the wild pitch. I'm like, oh, no, it's unraveling. But then Fernando Cruz comes out, gets it done. We get a little bit of luck, and I felt like the ghosts were active. The winds were swirling in there. That ball Judge hit, that Duran was obviously playing back because Judge can hit the ball 500 feet. He had to come in on. That ball hits his glove. And Austin Wells, the ball Wells hits. The wind just barely blowing that ball to, boom, get down, ball. Fair ball. And Jazz with the wheels. You know, we were talking last night about Goldschmidt and how come there wasn't a pinch runner and holding Goldie at third. Even tonight, I felt like they should have sent Trent Grisham from third, whatever. Jazz with the wheels, that's a deciding run. The Yankees are able to win the game 4-3 and live to fight another day. 888-808-1019. We'll take all of your calls again tonight. I see all the calls rolling in. Somebody hit me yesterday. Man, the lines are jammed. How do I get in? I'm like, you should be calling as soon as you hear the end of the post game. There's nothing else to talk about. Nobody cares about the Cowboys Jets right now. Nobody cares about the Giants Saints right now. We are in an elimination game on both sides. Yankees versus Red Sox. Red Sox versus Yankees in the Bronx, game 3. Cam Schlittler versus Connolly Early. Keep McPherson on the fan. Dial 888-808-1019. KM to AM returns right after this. Keep McPherson on the fan. Let's get right back into it inside the 11 o'clock hour. I'm going to talk for the next 3 hours, but we want to hear from you, the fans that call the fan and watch the games and go to the games. If you were there, call me up. Tell me what you saw, where you were at. If you watched at home and you were with your mom or your dad or your brother, or your sister, your uncle, your aunt, your cousin, whatever, Yankee Universe. We're still alive. Let's see. Pat in Connecticut is first up on the fan. What's up, Pat?
Keith, we are driving home from the game. My head is pounding. My son, who is 16, has never seen a championship. It was electric, and he took it home. You would have been proud of him.
Let's go, Keith.
Hey, got that win. Got that. How's that feel? How's that first postseason win of the year feel in the stadium?
Crazy, electric. Everyone was in it. The crowd was in it. The bleachers were in it. And that's the most important part. Yep. Getting that crowd in it. And I love to see it.
And I'm telling you, we were in section 233. We had a nice view from it. But man, you would have been disappointed in me, Keith. But my son was right. We had to come to the game. I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know if we should come all the way. And yeah, eliminations. No, we're going. We're winning or losing with our people.
With our people. This is my. These are my people. And Keith, we love you. And that whole time, I was like, I just want to be driving home, stuck in traffic, listening to Keith McPherson. And I got my dream. And we're getting another win tomorrow, baby. Let's go.
Let's go, guys. Fire me up. Turn me up. I mean, I love y'all, man. Yankee Universe, we're good, bro. Like, we're like, it shifted. It happened. The Yankees did what they had to do. They weren't going out sad. Some goofies were like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if the Mets won the same amount of postseason games as the Yankees? Turn that off. Turn that off. One ticket in town, and we get all three games. Cha-ching. I bet you everybody pulling up to see game three. If you were a little scared, I understand. If you were like a little bit worried, I get it too. I've ducked some postseason games in the past. I've left some tickets on the table. I remember last night saying, okay, it was 47,000, like seven, like just over 47,000 last night. Tonight, let's get to 48. We were close. 47,993. So seven away from 48. We'll call it 48. We'll call it 48. Maybe some people had, you know, a ticket they didn't scan. Maybe somebody else was, who knows? It looked and sounded like a packed house. Everybody standing. Bleachers, everybody standing. I said to someone, I'm tall. I was in the bleachers for the beginning. There was a young lady behind me. I was like, I'm going to leave. And I'm like, but I'm just letting you know, everybody's going to stand. this is not the regular season. It's the postseason. Everything is more intense. Everything matters. Every play. You know, turning those double plays. Volpe, right? Devin Williams gets the ball, turns around, throws it to Volpe. It's a little weird throw. It's a little high, pulls him high off the bag, but he's able to drop down 1 foot, hit the bag, fire the ball over, double play. Like, those moments in the game are everything. It's tight. It's tense. You get it done. Jazz going to his right, stopping the ball, keeping it in the infield, saving a run. Like, those are plays that you make fighting for your life, season on the line. Live to see tomorrow. Derek is out in San Francisco. Derek, you're with us on The Fan in New York.
Keith, what's good, my guy?
What's good?
What a game, bro. What a game.
Exciting.
Yeah. Hey, Ben Arroz, Ben Rice gives me the vibes like a real Yankee. Please let this guy play, man. Don't let these pencil necks try to get cute with the lineup.
Yeah.
please don't let them get cute with the
lineup. How about
that,
though, Derek? Like, didn't right away we see, like, everyone saying, this is why you play Ben Rice. This is why you don't take a hitter like this out of the lineup.
Facts. What happened? Who wasn't in playing yesterday? Jazz. Jazz in there. He comes through.
Right.
Please, Cashman, if you can listen to Keith at night right now, don't get cute. Let's keep what
guys go to bed. Go to bed. Get back to the stadium early, and do some work with the guys upstairs to get ready to attack this pitching, to attack these Boston pitchers. Thanks for the call, Derek. The Yankees need to go to sleep. I bet it was tough for them to sleep last night. I hope it's easy for them to sleep tonight. And I hope that they go to sleep knowing that we're not done. I feel like the Red Sox, and I saw a lot of their goofy ass fans online mocking us.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Yankees lose. Singing the Frank Sinatra song. We're going to play it one time. We'll play that when we come back from the next break. Mocking us off of one win. It's not a one-game elimination. You didn't advance yet. Now you're facing elimination, so are we. But you know what? Momentum swings. You don't have Garrett Crochet now. Like, you have a rookie on the mound who he's gone up against the Sacramento Athletics. It's not going to be the same. We still have some players that are due. Giancarlo Stanton, Big G, you're a leader. You're a proven postseason performer. Stanton, 0 for 4. Again, come through. Stanton, have a big moment. We need you. You've had an opportunity. You've had multiple opportunities to break the game open, to do something. We need Stanton to come through. We need Stanton to come through tomorrow. Who else? And I'm not calling anybody out. Like I said, it's a team win. Right, and a lot of these guys did little things to help the team, and there's still going to be some more. I don't think that, you know, I even heard in the post game, like, is Jazz going to be in there tomorrow against the lefty? Like, it almost sounds facetious. It almost sounds like they're like, you know, some of these people are asking these questions as like a joke. It's not funny to me. Yeah, he's going to play. Do you understand? Like, they were trying anything and everything they could do to get to Garrett Crochet, and you know what? It doesn't matter what you do. Probably weren't going to get to him. I said last night, 9 times out of 10, that guy wins. Probably 10 times out of 10, that guy wins. You would have felt better about it going down with your best players, but they tried something to try to get to him. They went off of past numbers, history, whatever, didn't work. Facing elimination, Cam Sutler on the mound, who Cam Sutler's going to have that look in his eye. And, you know, he talked earlier today, and, you know, he said he's from Boston, but he's converted all his family members to Yankee fans, and like, this is business, and you know, he's a competitor. I heard something like he's never lost a elimination game, a winner take all game in his career coming up. So he's itching for it. He cannot wait to take the ball. Let's go to Carlos in Clifton, New Jersey. Lowe's, we back at it again.
Yes,
we still breathing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, if Jazz would have came out after the game and said, put some respect on my name, I wouldn't have hated one little bit.
Nah.
He was involved in so many key plays. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Like, and Ben Rice, you got to play these guys that got you there. You got to go with your best.
Yeah, they're athletes, too. And not saying Caballero and Ahmed Rosario aren't athletes, but, like, you saw their athleticism, and you're facing a athletic young team. Even Ben Rice in that one that ball he beat out running the first. My first thing popped in my mind. I'm like, bro, we need guys that can run. Jazz, stopping the ball. Jazz, turn it on. Like, if you saw the replay, Jazz wasn't full tilt running. When he realized he could score, he turned it on, and he was a blur.
Keith, he even looked, when he rounded third, he looked for where the ball is. They teach you just to run. He was looking. That guy's fast.
When you know you're fast like that, that's when you can do stuff like that. Once his helmet came off, I'm like, oh, he's cooking.
Nothing bad really about like Boone's decisions. I mean, you could nitpick here and there. We won the game, but he almost went 4 pitches too much with Rodon.
Yeah, we all and saw if, it. We all know it.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Jazz stopping that ball, even though he didn't make the play, it's a much different game. I'll let you go, Keith. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, and I'll say that, and I don't want to harp on it because it's positive energy. You know, it's in the past. It didn't hurt us. It didn't stop anything. But I felt like in that moment that was Boone managing coming off of the criticism of the day before. I felt like that was a decision where you tried to get a little more out of Rodon, and he had nothing, and it got, like, kind of shaky in the stadium. He threw one to the backstop. He had the wild pitch, like, four-pitch walk to Nate Eaton. Wild pitch. Eaton goes to second. Jaren Duran, he hits him. And I'm like, oh, we're in trouble, bro. We're in trouble. Like, we started this inning off 2-on, no out, and we got to take our starter out. Now, he probably shouldn't even have came back into the game. And Rodon is the type you kind of knew. I was on foul territory earlier today, the podcast. Shout out to AJ Przinski, Eric Kratz, Scott Braun. And I said, you know, he's good for a solo shot. He's going to probably give up a homer. Hopefully he can keep the ball in the ballpark. He's not going to go, you know, scoreless. He's not going to pitch a shutout like Fried. But I expect the Yankees to be able to score on Bayo and whoever else comes out. I predicted a score of 5-3. They won it 4-3. But, like, I knew there was going to be a point where Carlos Rodon would have to overcome something. I knew there was going to come a point where Carlos Rodon would lose it, not have it anymore. And we were fortunate in the sixth that Carlos Narvaez grounded into the double play. Obviously, you know, Jazz was involved with that as well. But then in that seventh inning, the decision to go back to Rodon and try and get even one out, it just made you think about the night before. But this is what happens. I'm sure if you're listening to WEEI tonight, they're going to talk about Alex Cora, who over there they call AC. They're going to talk about how AC decided to pull his pitcher. And maybe they could have got more out of him. And, you know, how that sets them up for failure tomorrow. Not my problem. Sounds like their problem. Nick is in Brick on the Fan with us next. What's up, Nick?
What's going on? How are you, dude? Just driving back. A ton of traffic going back down the shore, but that stadium atmosphere was absolutely wild tonight. My 8-year-old son's passed out in the back seat, but Game 1 World Series last year is Game 3, actually, the first home game. And that atmosphere matched it today. And obviously, Cora pulling Bayo early was wild. It kind of went silent. People were like, what's going on? And then Whitlock comes in, and what we got to give our guys credit for, dude, is the at-bats they put together against him. You said he had 47 pitches. That was the first earned run that he's given up since July.
Wow.
So there's something to be said about that, dude. That is, it's crazy. And, you know, like you said, you're standing. My son was standing on the seat the whole time. He's 8 years old and didn't go home sad tonight. He's happy as hell. And it was just an awesome experience, dude. It was great.
Good dad. Drive home safe. Love to hear these stories. Father and son, you guys going to the stadium, having the feeling, the anxiety, the emotions of this could be a night where our season ends, and it doesn't. And so you go to sleep tonight and you wake up tomorrow, and the Yankees have another game, and they have a game where they can advance. And, like, I'm not getting too confident because anything can happen, but this is what I was thinking last night. Do whatever you have to do to win Carlos Rodon's start. And the momentum swings, the advantage shifts in your favor. You have a better starting pitcher than them. Our rookie is much better than this rookie, in my opinion. And the storylines of both of them being from Boston is great. And like I said, I'm still waiting on Stanton to break out. I'm still waiting to see a Judge homer. You know, it's interesting, right? Like, Volpe was the hero and homered the first game tonight. Volpe's first couple of bats, the first at bat, they walk Wells, and then Volpe's grounds out, or I think he grounded to a double play. Yeah, he grounded to a double play on the first pitch swing, and I'm like, Volpe having an at bat. All of these guys have at bats, work the count, make them pitch, don't be so eager. But everybody gets them, even somebody, Ryan McMahon, get a knock, work a walk. Volpe had a hit. Wells, two hits. Wells with the hit to win the game. Drives in the run to win the game. It takes everybody, and it's going to take everybody tomorrow as well. And, you know, I don't know. I feel confident. I'm not getting ahead of myself. I just think the way it sets up, we'll see. You know, we've used Cruz and Williams and Bednar back-to-back days. I would love to see them get a lead early, man. I would love to see them get up in this game and, you know, have a lead and not have to sweat it out and not be in so much of this back and forth, 2-2, 3-3, just got to get a run in. I don't know, that's baseball, though. That's postseason baseball. It's tight right now. But I think the Yankees are the better team. And, you know, they messed around in game one because they're going up against an ace. They're going up against, you know, one of the most dominant pitchers in the league. They tried to get any, you know, advantage on them. You can't. Yeah, but tomorrow, it's Connelly early. Whoever else they didn't use in their bullpen to Chapman. And I think it's advantage Yankees. And I think, you know, the fans are going to show up. If it was 47,000, 48,000, expect 49,000, why wouldn't you go? Especially if, you know, that's the Thursday game, and then you advance and you go play in Toronto. Like, there's not going to be another game in Yankee Stadium for a minute. Why wouldn't you go to the stadium? I'm going. But obviously I'm going. I couldn't imagine sitting in the crib. I'm not like that. I can't do that. Like, talk about, like, anxiety. I love my wife and my son. I'm FaceTiming my wife and my son from the stadium. My son's crying. I want to go Yankee game. I'm like, you don't go to night games, bro. Your bedtime is 7:30. Like, I couldn't stay in the house. I know there's no way I could be quiet. There's no way I could watch. My wife knows, too. My wife's like, bye, see ya, good luck. As soon as the last out is made, I'm driving. My wife texts me, let's go Yankees. I'm like, we live to fight another day. Not done yet. I think we ain't done yet. 888-808-1019. Let's break it down. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night, and we'll get that out of the way. Keith McPherson on the Fan, PRB. Let's get back to it. 888-808-1019. I got to talk to Will in Belmore. What's up, Will?
Keith.
Hey.
The great Jack Buck once said, we will see you tomorrow night. We'll see the Yankees and Red Sox play it out tomorrow night. Unbelievable game. Obviously, I was at the stadium, crazy atmosphere. Stadium was rocking. Fights were going on in the upper deck for sure.
Yeah.
The Yankees and Red Sox fans.
These Red Sox fans, if you give me a minute, because I saw it too, they want the smoke, but they don't really want the smoke. Like, they're showing up in red, yellow, and green because they have every color now of uniform. And they, like, they're trying to draw attention to themselves. They're loud and they're doing gestures and they're like picking fights, and then they're getting punched in the face or security is taking them out of the stadium. Like, they're getting moved out of the section. Why are you doing all that? They thought they were winning today. They thought they were winning today. Alex Cora thought they were winning today.
Listen, the game itself was crazy enough. It was back and forth, and the Yankees, they were stranding base runners. The Red Sox were stranding base runners. You know, this is a game that honestly in years past wouldn't have gone, you know, the Yankee way. But Austin Wells, October, turned the page. And, you know, yesterday he was kind of a goat, you know, struck out with twice in the game yesterday. And he got the game-winning hit. Jazz Chisholm, the whole incident with him yesterday, with the way how he handled the press, the media, he's running around the bases like a madman. And he's, you know, he's scoring the game-winning run. And then you look at David Bednar going in and, you know, he closes the game out. Devin Williams, too, coming in solid relief. Bottom line is right now, the Yankees are doing good. And the Red Sox, man, they had the opportunity to go out there and literally put the foot down on the Yankees' neck. They didn't. That Aaron Judge, that should have been caught by the left fielder.
The ghost of Yankee Stadium. The winds were swirling. The tide has turned. Will, thank you for the call. I do remember hearing Cam Schlittler say that Ben Rice should catch him. Obviously, those young guys have spent time together with the Somerset Patriots and the Rail Riders, and I think there may be a chance. In the postgame, Boone said he hasn't decided on first base catcher yet. Might be a chance we see Ben Rice behind the plate with Cam Schlittler tomorrow. And Goldie at first. Now, I know Connerly early is a left-handed hitter, but it's not Garrett Crochet. That's what I was saying even. I felt like it was facetious. I felt like it was a joke. Like, oh, are you going to not play these guys because there's a lefty on the mound? It's a rookie. He's made, what, three starts? Connerly early, I think I saw, let me see, he's 1-2, and he's got a 2.33 ERA, but don't let that scare you away. He ain't faced anybody. 4 walks, 29 Ks, and I think you definitely play Paul Goldschmidt against him. I think you can line up whoever against him. But, yeah, don't be surprised if that lineup comes out and they put Ben Rice there. Maybe give Austin Wells a little bit of a break. And then you have Austin Wells later in the game to come in as a defensive replacement and a pinch hitter. Just a thought. Call me up with your thoughts. 888-808-1019. Antonio up in Fort Lee on the Fan in New York. What's up, man?
How you doing, brother? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. I got four things to say really quick. Anthony Volpe shows up in the playoffs. Get rid of all that smack talk in the regular season. We don't care about that.
Playoff Volpe.
He shows up in the postseason. Very simple. The stats show it, everything. Number two, Stanton.
He's due.
He's going to show up. Tomorrow he's going to show up. I promise you that. And number three, I was at the game today. Atmosphere was awesome. Phenomenal. I feel bad for the Red Sox fans because we were really getting down their neck. And number four, I think I'm done with the Boone train, honestly. I was a big Boone fan, but now I'm just over it. You know what I mean? I think we could have won yesterday, but honestly, I think we win tomorrow with ease.
Understood. Great call. I'll try to answer all your points. You know, Volpe, cortisone tone, you know, H11M, I believe in him. He's a Yankee fan. He's from the area. He wants to win the World Series. He wants the Yankees to win the World Series just as much as the rest of us. He doesn't want to be public enemy number one. He doesn't want to be the whipping boy. He wants to do his best. He wants to perform. He wants to save the day. Another hit today. Some, you know, good defensive plays today. Not worried about Volpe. Also not worried about Stan. That's why I keep saying you are postseason proven. We have all seen it with our own eyes. It's going to happen. It's going to come. Might be the deciding factor in the game tomorrow. Might be an early homer tomorrow, and it doesn't have to be a homer. You know, a lot of ground balls, but hey, you've seen Stan before. If he hits the ground balls next, he's going to elevate it. You know, you say you're off the Boone train, or no, before you said that, you talked about the stadium. It is important to pack that stadium. It is important to be loud in that stadium. It is important to tell the person next to you, be loud. I loved it today. When I was entering the stadium, I came in through gate 8 today. Shout out to Jeezy. Shout out to Ida. A lot of the creatures go in through gate 8. I saw Jeezy and Ida when I came through. And I was late today because I told you I took a stupid route driving to the game. But fans were coming in gate 8 chanting, "Let's go Yankees." And I remember when I was younger coming to games, I used to do that too. Like, start yelling before you go in. That's the whole point of coming to the game. We can affect the game. Be loud in there. Don't be quiet in there. Don't be shy in there. Don't be worried about losing. Don't be worried about the season ending. Help. So, yeah, I felt it today. A lot of Yankee fans in there. Some Red Sox fans, though, as much as people wanted to talk about tickets being blocked, there's still some Red Sox fans there. And obviously, the Red Sox have won, you know, multiple times in the last 20 years. So they have fans. But they're not rocking with us. And, yeah, as far as the manager goes, I know a lot of you are still feeling it from game one with Boone. Maybe even the decision today to go back to Rodon with Boone, but it didn't cost us. They won the game. I like what Jazz said about, you know, he never had a problem with Boone. You know, Boone is in his corner, and Boone knows what kind of player he is. That's the thing. These players love Aaron Boone because he goes to bat for him. These players love Aaron Boone because he was a Yankee. He played. He's the one that hit the homer against the Red Sox, if you can recall. I know some of you might not have been alive yet, which is crazy to even say, but I know that's true. Aaron Boone is the manager of this team, and I really, really, really hope that they win this game tomorrow because, like, the thought of him being eliminated by Alex Cora three different times in his tenure, 2018, 2021, no, I'm not even going to say this year because it's not happening. It's not happening. Onward we go to the West Side. My guy Jonathan from L.A. on the Fan in NY again.
I want those Yankees, Keith.
Hey, Bash is still up. What's up, Bash?
What's up?
Got a win. Got a big dub.
Huge dub. What up, my guy?
Hey, man, I called yesterday, and I said Yankees in three, and I'm going to stick with that, man.
Yanks in three. You were the first to say it on the fan. Yanks in three.
Facts, man. And shout out to the chat, too. Hey, man. So yesterday, we won this game thanks to three players that were...
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We were benched yesterday. All right, shout out to Jazz, to Rice, and to McMahon, man. He put in his little hit right there too, man.
Yeah,
and
he helped.
It was
with his glove.
It was a great game, bro.
Yep.
It was a great game, man. But Cora went all out with his bullpen, man. They got
to
win.
He managed the game like he was trying to win the game and not go to a game three because he knows that's not good for them. It's not good for them.
He put in all his chips in, and you know what, man? I really hope that tomorrow, Schlittler, I really hope he pitches, man, like a rookie we had back in 1996, the great Andy Pettit, man. He's just shutting them down, man. I really hope he follows that up, man. But tomorrow's going to be a hell of a game.
Yeah.
And like I said, man, Yanks in three, my guy. Hey, bro, your stories are fire, bro. Wish I could be in the Bronx, man. Let's go, Yanks, bro!
Thanks for the call. Honestly, I was chilling on the story today. Because I was putting videos out, and you should. Tis the season. Like, postseason, everybody's watching. Everybody that can't make it to the stadium is looking at Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. If you're in there, post videos. But, I put out a video running through the stadium yesterday while the fans were chanting, Boston sucks, and then Boston took the lead right after that. And people were like, way to go. Way to jinx them, Keith. I'm like, you think that has anything to do with it? You think that has... Masataka Yoshida looked at my Twitter account before he came up and hit that first pitch off of Luke Weaver. Like, it has nothing to do with it. I mean, we were chanting Boston sucks the entire time. Like, they were chanting Boston sucks today before a pitch was thrown. It's a rivalry. Like, that's what goes down. But yeah, I felt like Cora was managing the game today and putting his fingerprints all over that game today because he wanted to win that game, and he felt like he could. He felt like he could, and they didn't win. So they got to have a little worry, right? What a momentum swing. Speaking of swings, Carlos Narvaez took a swing, and he let go of his bat. It almost killed Nate Eaton. Like, from where I was standing, I'm like, oh, I was afraid. But I think it hit him, and I mean, I'm sure he's going to – he came back and played. But like, hey, that's another thing. He might be a little sore. I think the bat did get him. I think it did hit his elbow or something. So let's see how the Red Sox respond with their backs on the wall now on the road another night in New York. I know the Yankees are going to sleep good tonight. I know the Yankees are going to have new life tomorrow. I know the Yankees have this kid Cam Schlittler on the mound who throws 99. He's going to be geeked up. The fans are going to be fired up. He's going to feed off that energy. You know what it means to him? And we got a break right here. Call us up. We're getting close to 12, 2 hours left. But you know what it means for him to be from Boston? I'm going to go find some of the audio from him. Like, he's going to be the freaking man. He's a Yankee. He is going to put all of his former classmates, neighbors, all of them to sleep. He's going to end their season and end the Boston Red Sox knocking us out. Let's get it, man. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.